From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Bobcat Goldthwaite, and Roy Blunt Jr. And here again is your host at the Norse Theater in San Francisco, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill checks the rhyme in the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Bobcat, idealistic British dating service Love Flutter has organized a series of speed dating events where singles meet each other while doing what?
Macrame?
No.
Spelunking?
No. You know, sometimes you break the ice on one of these things by asking a question. Maybe what sign are you classically? Where are you born? What do you do? The question they tend to ask is paper or plastic.
Oh, they're bagging groceries?
No, they're not bagging groceries.
They're shopping?
No.
Where else do you say paper or plastic outside of...
What they're doing is they're trying to get past superficial issues like what they look like.
It's coming to me.
I think I confuse you by saying they're doing something. They are doing something, but it's more like they're wearing something.
Burkas?
No. Remember I said paper or plastic?
They're wearing bags.
On their heads.
On their heads.
That's what they're doing. Ah. The idea is that singles will get to know each other in a real way, rather than getting hung up on superficial things like beauty or whether someone has eyes.
Technically, shouldn't one person wear the bag? They both don't need to.
That's a very good point.
These people are just idiots.
Yeah.
Someone was taking their wallets.
It's a great idea. I mean, the idea is you get to know each other as people, but without being distracted by their appearance. You get to know them quickly. Normally, you don't find out someone is crazy until they already have a key to your apartment. So this is good.
You're getting to know each other as people, yes.
Yeah.
But you're also getting to know each other as the kind of people who will wear bags.
You have to be wary of going to a dating event where everybody has made the calculation, this will work out better if I have a bag over my head. Roy, summer is the time for shark attacks and horror movies. But now there's something really scary out there for kids. What is it? Just say nouns and we'll...
Other kids.
No. I should give you a hint. It's as bad as Brussels sprouts and kale combined.
Oh, it's some kind of monster vegetable.
It is. It is specifically...
Broccoli man.
No. Remember I said it's just as bad as Brussels sprouts and kale combined?
Brussels kale.
Yes.
Really?
Even though no one asked for it, a British company has come up with a way to combine kale and Brussels sprouts. They call it Brussels kale. Now, instead of refusing to eat two vegetables, kids only have to refuse to eat one.
Mm.
And already parents are using it as a threat. Finish your Brussels kale or you can't have any cake brownie.
Is it a plant they made, or are they just shoving these two things together?
No, they actually did this the old-fashioned way, as opposed to the genetic engineering that just bred two plants together.
Mm-hmm.
If you heard of broccolini, this is Brussels kale.
The children are going to ask, how do they do this? And you're saying, when you're a little older, we'll explain. The two vegetables love each other very much.
Mrs. Sprout.
The mommy sprout puts a bag over her head.
Bobcat, a scientific study released this week finds that what may actually prevent cancer?
Smoking.
No.
Well, I mean, you eventually stop.
That's true. I'll give you a hint. It's not silent but deadly. Silent but healthy.
Oh, really? Letting them fly?
No. Even worse.
Is discharging?
No.
No.
You're not doing
about,
it?
No, you're thinking about giving. I'm talking about receiving.
Wow.
Oh.
No. This show is so meta right now.
I'm afraid of where you'll go unless I just give it to you. So I'll say,
whoa.
The thing that may, in fact, prevent cancer is smelling farts.
Good news, riding in a taxi could save your life. Scientists at the University of Exeter, who studied 500 of the unluckiest volunteers in the history of science, found that hydrogen sulfide, which is a gas found in human flatulence, may have a role in preventing strokes, arthritis, cancer, and anyone ever wanting to take a road trip with you.
So the next time I do that, I go, I'm trying to save your life.
Exactly. It comes down to the quality of life, though. If that's the best way to extend your life, would you really want to live that long?
I think this is going to make men feel better about themselves.
I think, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is it all right if you sort of auto-treat, if you see what I mean?
Sure.
I think I do see what you mean.
Yeah.
You would prefer that. You don't want...
Yeah.
Doctor, get that burrito and get in here now. ASAP. We're losing them. Ooh. This is a little unorthodox, but I'm saving your father's life. Thank you.